The gospel reading today, our Lord speaks to a little flock. We look at what is going on in the church throughout history and in present time, and there are a couple of billion people who are members of the church. But the Lord talks about a little flock, not a big one. So then he goes on to talk about the fact that where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. So there are many people today who will call themselves Catholic. There are many who are indeed Catholic in the sense that they are baptized. And there are many whose hearts are not with the Lord. And that's where the tragedy comes in. That's where the flock becomes very small. Out of those couple billion people, how many of them really seek the Lord? How many of them really have their heart focused on Jesus and really want to serve him with their whole heart and soul and strength? You recognize how small the flock becomes. But that's then a challenge for all of us, because that's what we want to be. And yet, we struggle with our own humanness. We struggle with everything around us. We struggle with all these people who want to call themselves Catholic, many of whom are in the hierarchy right now, who don't want to live the faith. And we will look at it and say, well, if it's okay for them, then it must be okay for me. No, it's not. The truth hasn't changed, and the truth can't change just because somebody wants to try and say that we don't believe that anymore, or you don't have to live it, or at least I don't have to live it. That doesn't mean that it's okay for us to water it down. Now we recognize if we're going to live it, we know what's going to happen. And St. Paul talks about this to the Corinthians. We're fools in Christ, but hey, you're honored. If the world honors you, it doesn't recognize you as a member of Christ. St. Paul says, we're weak, but you're strong. You're honored, but we go without honor. And so we have to ask ourselves, which way do we want it? Do we want to be like St. Paul, who wanted to be like Jesus? Or do we want to be like those new converts that he was speaking to and not saying, you guys are the greatest, you're the best. Hey, you guys converted from paganism to the Lord. This is fantastic, which of course it is. But he's not saying, let me pat you on the back. Let me tell you that just because you're baptized, you're going straight to heaven. Just because you give lip service to Jesus, everything is okay. No, he's not saying that. In fact, he goes on then to talk about his situation. They hunger and thirst, they're naked, they're buffeted, they have no fixed abode, they toil, working with their own hands, they're reviled, but they bless. They're persecuted, they bear with it, they're maligned, and they entreat. They become the refuse and the offscouring of all. So we can at least look at some of that and say, okay, what do we do when we're reviled? Do we sulk? Do we have the nasty thoughts going through our head for days and weeks on end because we want to get even with these people because they said something nasty about us, because whatever? St. Paul says they bless those people. They're not tearing them down. They're not thinking negative thoughts about them. But they bless them. He says, we're persecuted and we bear with it. Do we? What happens when we're persecuted for our faith? Can we even rejoice in it as Jesus told us that we're to do? At least St. Paul said they bear with it. He's not even saying at this point they were rejoicing. But they were at least willing to bear with it. Are we willing to do that? We're maligned and we entreat. So in other words, people speak negatively against them and they pray for those people. They entreat the Lord for them. Is that what we do? I realize it's not the American way. You say something nasty about me, then I'll say something even nastier about you. And it comes out of the mouth without even having thought of what it is that we're doing. So we need to work on the virtue to be able to catch ourselves before we open the mouth. Because St. James talks about that. He said, if anyone thinks that he is religious but doesn't control his tongue, he says, religion is in vain. Something to think about. That's what St. Paul is getting at. Rather than shooting off our mouths, as we are very, very good at and quite accustomed to, he's saying we pray. He's saying we bless. Those are things that we need to look at, because if our treasure is the Lord, and that's where our heart is going to be, and then we're going to become like him. He didn't speak with vengeance. He didn't revile. Yes, he challenged people. But when he was persecuted, he accepted it. He offered it up. And he prayed for the people who persecuted him. And so we have his example. We look at his passion. We look at what happened on the cross. That's what we're to be following. We tend to forget about that. And so we have to really work hard at this. But it's to really look at that question, where is my heart? Because if my heart is with Jesus, then I'm part of that little flock. If my lips are about Jesus, but my heart is not, then I'm not part of the little flock. I'm part of the big flock, but not part of the little flock. And so he's talking to a little flock and says, it's pleased your Father to give you the kingdom. That's the flock I want to be part of. I want what he's telling us is our inheritance, but only if we're part of that flock, only if we're doing the will of our Heavenly Father, not the ones who say, Lord, Lord, but the ones who do the will of God, the ones who live with God as Lord. That's what we have to be about. So we know who our shepherd is. We know who our Savior is. We know who our Redeemer is. We know who our Lord is. Are we really being obedient? Are we really serving him? Do we just go through the motions? Or do we serve him begrudgingly because I have to and I don't really want to, but I have to? Or are we doing this because we love him? Because he is asking only for what's the best for us. Not anything selfish for him, but only what's the best for us. Yes, sometimes what's best for us is really, really difficult. Sometimes it's really, really painful. Look at what was best for us when he went to the cross. It was difficult and it was painful. So he's not just sitting on high saying, you do this and you do that. He has already done it. And he's just asking us to continue his work, to take part in that work of salvation and redemption. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to really put our heart on Jesus so that where our treasure is, there's where our heart is going to be? Do we really want to be part of that little flock, or do we want to be part of the big flock? Today, the big flock just wants to fit in with the world. It doesn't work. It has never worked. It never will work. But that's the choice each one of us has to make. And if we're going to be part of that little flock, then we have to become like the shepherd. In all those ways St. Paul talked about in the first reading, all the things that we see in the Gospels, that's where our treasure must be. To be a saint, to be united with Jesus, to be part of that little flock, to inherit the kingdom of God.